So I would especially like to thank the chair of the task force, ADAS, for the view he shared with us some minutes ago, because that exactly reflects also what we are after. We need to understand the concerns from the contracting parties much better than we do currently, on what is really hindering to lift the current limitations which are still in the Regulation 171 in its first series of amendments. Then so I talked on that also before the lunch break, especially this combination of hands-free, I call it hands-free, and it's called withholding of hands-on requests in combination with system-initiated maneuvers on a highway. So that we were also not manageable, and still we have not understood the concerns which were really raised from several contracting parties. We received instead a request for delivering data for, and we are currently unsure what to deliver, or if data delivery is the only way of handling these concerns, or if some additional requirements perhaps could also do the job. So we supporting the view from the chair that we must specify really the remaining concerns and then start a discussion on how we can address them. That might be by the delivery of clinic results of data we have already available from other markets, but one thing must be considered there as well. So there is no 100% DCAS compliant vehicle available in other parts of the world. So the conclusions you might draw from these data are perhaps also not completely reliable. So we would like to understand the concerns and then start the discussion on how to resolve them.